Jewish Education and Media is pleased to present L'Chaim, a program that highlights the people, issues, and events of importance to the Jewish community. Now here is your host, Rabbi Mark Golub.
I'm Mark Golub, and one of the biggest hit series on Netflix is a gripping, exciting, extremely well-written story about an Israeli Special Forces unit operating on the West Bank, the Israelis posing as Arab Palestinians, trying to locate and kill major Palestinian terrorists who've murdered countless Israeli citizens. And what's most striking and unusual about the series is that it gives viewers a sense of who the Palestinian people are, the extent to which they are husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters. There's no question why the Israelis are searching for the individual terrorists. The Israelis are the good guys. But there's a human nuance to the series that one rarely sees ever on television, whether it deals with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict or any other conflict around the world. It is the human dimension to the series which complements the action and suspense and real-life pain that characters experience in the course of the story. The series is called Fauda, which in Arabic means chaos.
RPG!
مين هذا المقدسي؟
إيه العلاقة مع حماس؟ فتش عليك.
بدي أصل لدرهون. أني سأل أوقت أبا شليم. شو يجي لكم لإلدين شلي؟
أصرف إليكم لمفتاح أحد عشان.
As we tape this edition of the Chaim, Fauda has completed 2 seasons, and as we tape, every episode of both seasons can be watched on Netflix. The series was co-conceived and co-written by one Israeli actor and screenwriter, Lior Raz, who also plays the lead character in the series, Daron, and by veteran journalist and Middle East analyst for the Times of Israel, whom you've seen many times here on JBS, Avi Ezeskharov. The two men based their series, Fauda, on their own personal experiences when they served in the IDF Defense Forces, a unit called Dudvan, also known as Unit 217. And much of Fauda's success comes from its sense of realism, because it's written by men who actually lived the life of counterterrorism. So in 2018, Fauda won 11 Israeli Academy Awards, including Best TV Series, Best Actor for Lior Raz, Best Screenplay, Best Casting, Best Cinematography, Best Special Effects, as well as awards in 5 other categories. My wife Ruth and I love the series. If you haven't seen it and you have Netflix, Start watching as soon as you possibly can. Watch the version in Hebrew with English subtitles. The English dubbed version distorts the experience. I believe you will love it also. And the very first Israeli you see in the very first episode of Fauda is a member of the unit named Eli, who actually shot in the leg in the first episode and then comes back with a major role in season two as commander of the counterterrorism unit. And lucky, lucky us, the superb Israeli actor who plays Eli is my special guest of this edition of L'Chaim. It's an honor to introduce you to Yaakov Zara Daniel, an Israeli veteran actor of stage, screen, television. He's played the lead in four feature films. And Yaakov Daniel also served in a special forces unit in the IDF. It is so wonderful to have you here. Yasha Koach. Just Kol Tuv. It is a fabulous series. And you are out of this world, Yotzei Min HaKlal.
Thank you.
It's thrilling for me to have you at this table.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Me too. Thank you to invite me here.
You're very sweet. Okay, so first I want to talk about you, then I want to talk about the series.
I want just to say something. There is no bad and good in this series. No bad and good. It's about conflict.
Yaakov, I'm happy to watch the series with you.
Thank you.
There's bad and good. There is without question. But let's get to that in a moment.
All right.
Okay. So first, you are a Sabra, yes? Native Israeli.
Yes.
Born in Israel. Where
yes.
are you born?
I born in Chulon, it's a city near Tel Aviv. And then I moved to Arad. It's a small city up to the Dead Sea, near the Dead Sea, in the desert.
How old were you roughly when you moved to Arad?
3 years.
So you were still a child?
Yeah.
Is there anything you can tell us about your childhood that you're comfortable telling us? Do you have an interesting childhood?
Very interesting.
Because?
I grew up in the boarding school. Mm-hmm. Because of my mother's death, so my father couldn't...
I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
Siblings? Did you have a brother or sister?
Yeah, I have three sisters and a brother and a big brother.
Did they move with you to the boarding school?
Yeah, three of my sisters come with me and we grew up together because my father wants us to be.
That's lovely. What's together. Your father's name?
Yossi. Yosef.
Yosef. Was it hard in the boarding school or did you
it
have
It was a wonderful.
Wonderful. What kind of Jewish home did you have in the first 3 years of your life or however?
I don't remember.
Okay. What kind of Jewish life was there in the boarding school?
We are keeping Shabbat. We are doing Kiddush and all the holidays we are doing together in a big hall, you say? Hall? Ulam?
Yes, yes.
Hall. And we do it together and everybody reads something and a song and
nice memories.
Great memories.
That's lovely.
The holiday was the greatest. And we go all the time to travel in Israel to 3 days in the desert, 3 days in the we're in a week in Jerusalem. And we know all Israel.
After school, you go to high school where?
In Arad.
In Arad. And then you go into the IDF.
Yeah.
And you were in a special forces unit?
Yes.
What was that like?
It's ambivalent, you can say, because you're doing, you feel you're doing a very meaningful job. And I served my, I served the people in Israel. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do something that's not very hard, or I don't want to do a job. There is a several jobs that you can do in the army, so I prefer the special unit, that I feel that I'm doing something, not just for the people and for the country and for Israel, also for me, mm-hmm. because it's growing up me. Mm-hmm. It's making me more better.
Mm-hmm.
It was so complicated because there is a lot of situation that you you are doing in the service. There's a very difficult situation when you're going to some operation and your friends died. So there's a very difficult situation.
Painful,
for
yes.
19 years old.
Yes.
Or 20 years
yes.
old. We're here in the United States. They are going to college, and we are in the powerful of our life, in the powerful age of our life. We are going to serve the country with all my heart and with all our heart and with all our want. We want to do it. We feel shlichut. How do you say shlichut?
You're messengers. You're
yes,
representatives.
Representing the messengers, and we wanted to do it. And we do it with a lot of love, but with a lot of hard mm-hmm. and difficult.
By the way, it sounds like at times it was very painful.
Yeah, it was painful, but you don't think about it. You don't feel fear.
You don't feel fear?
No.
Really?
Yes, because you are in a team.
Mm-hmm.
And this team, and this my friend, it's like my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We all keep on each other. And you feel very...
responsible, one for the other?
Responsible for another. And everybody give to each other confidence and mm-hmm. And strength. So you feel you don't feel fear. You go to the operation and you don't think about nothing. They just do the job.
How similar was the unit you were in to the unit we see in Fauda? Similar or not really?
Yes, there is similar things, but we cannot talk about it. But there is similar things.
All right, we'll come back to that in a minute. So you're in how many years are you in the unit?
3 years.
3 years. Then you're out of the IDF.
Yeah.
And what do you choose to do? I mean, one of the things that's so interesting is, Yaakov, you choose to be an actor.
Yes.
I have to understand how in the world...
How stupid I was.
It's a dreamer. You're a dreamer, aren't you?
Yes, it was my dream. And
from when? When does it start?
I think about it. Everybody say in a childhood, and I also will say in a childhood, because in the place I was, in the Pnimiya, we are doing a show in all the Chagim.
All the holidays.
For the holidays, in Purim, in Hanukkah, and yes. in the Bar Mitzvah.
Yes.
So we're doing a show. And I remember that while I was on the stage, I feel like I'm in the comfort zone. I was like outside of my problem, outside of my struggles, out of my pain.
It was a form of escape for you, was it not?
Yes. I found my place there. And what is the nice things that's in my army, I also need to
mm-hmm. act. Yes, yes.
So yes. It's come together.
Okay. In the series, all of the people in the unit know Arabic very, very well. Did you know Arabic well?
Yeah, I learned in the army and also a little before. But we need to practice our Arabic language because there is many...
Dialect. Yes.
Now, if you are in the north of Israel, your dialect will be like this. And if you are in Gaza or in Hebron, it's a different dialect. So we worked and we practiced with a teacher to be correct, to be...
Did you get pretty good at it?
Yeah, I think so, you say.
Yeah. Okay. So it's after the IDF. You now tell me that even as a child, even as somebody in school, you're already thinking of being an actor.
Yeah.
How do you begin to implement that? What do you do? I mean, you are not simply an actor. You're an accomplished actor who's done wonderful work.
Thank you.
That doesn't happen by accident. That takes enormous work, Yaakov.
You're right.
So just tell us a little bit about how that process worked for you.
So after the army, I go to work to make some money because the school, all the academic school of acting, academic... acting school is on Tel Aviv. So I need to move to Tel Aviv. I never been in Tel Aviv. It was my first time in Tel Aviv. It's a big city.
Yes.
It's not New York. But
roughly
it's
how old
city.
Are you when you moved to Tel Aviv?
22.
So 22, it's the first time you're in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Wow.
But in Israel, after the army, all the young people after the army went to do a trip,
travel,
to India,
right.
Yes. Go to South America,
yes.
To, you know...
Kathmandu.
Do, you know, parties and to clear the head from the army. It's because it's very tough 3 years. Yeah. So everybody go. I didn't want to go. I want, first of all, go to learn something. Because, first of all, I don't have the...
I have the financial means.
Yes, to go and trip and go to learn. I need to work. I need to do something. So I went to Tel Aviv, and I start looking for the best acting school in Tel Aviv.
Uh-huh.
And I go into doing audition. It's three auditions that you need to do. You need to sing. I never sing. I can say that didn't take me because of my singer. And then they took me to say, you're good, you're okay.
And that must have been very thrilling for you.
Yes.
Yes.
And
you're still a kid. I mean, you're post IDF, but you're in your early 20s here.
Yeah, after you pass the IDF, you're not kid
yes,
anymore.
Yes, you're right. It's not fair for me. No, you're exactly right, but you're still on the young side.
Yes,
and it must have been wonderful that somebody said, "Yaakov, you're good enough."
Yes, it was wonderful, and then you understand you are good,
mm-hmm.
not
mm-hmm.
for yourself, that the other eyes. See you and mm-hmm. say you are good. So you are in the correct place. You are in the correct place, and you are in the correct in your correct dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can. There is some people who want to be an actor, but they are not actors. They dream about actor. You can dream about a lot of things, but if you don't have it, you don't have it.
It's so interesting. I want you to try to define for me. And I know in some way it's very individual. But what is it that distinguishes somebody who says, I'd like to be an actor, and then there are those people who have something in them. What is it that something?
I think the perspective of life, how do you see life? How do you see person? How do you see people? How do you see, I correct this, how do you feel people? Because to be in a character, or you need to feel people. And I don't judge people. I look at them, I look people, and I say, first of all, everybody got trouble. Everybody suffer. Everybody have something not good in his life. Something happened to him. Something make him happy. And I don't judge people. I see people like me. And I think this is what make me I don't say easier, but to be true,
mm-hmm.
to be true, to bring some life of someone to the screen.
Mm-hmm.
This is the, I'm like a, not a, how do you say, I'm a deliver.
Mm-hmm.
You deliver some
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
story.
Mm-hmm. In America, actors, especially movie actors, very often become celebrities. Is there celebrity in Israel?
Yes, of course.
Is that fun for you?
Yes.
That's
because
wonderful.
People give you love.
Yes. You know. And they appreciate your work.
They appreciate my work and they give me love. So it's okay. You know, you walk in the street and now with you the selfie. In the earlier there is a sign, but now is a selfie. So you need to stop and do selfie. And sometimes when you are in the restaurant and you eat and then someone comes to you. Can I finish to eat and after this? So it's funny, but it's okay. They give you love, so you bring love
mm-hmm.
back.
That's wonderful. I don't want to make it sound like it happened overnight. What was the
it's
arc?
It's not.
No.
When I go to the school, the acting academic, I need help. I need some help, financial help. So I went to the FIDF.
Friends of the IDF.
Yes, and they had scholarships for people like me who was in the army and they cannot
afford the schooling.
Yes. So here, these wonderful people here, Barbara and Art, took me and help me for the scholarship for 3 years and give money. They don't know me and then don't know who I am, just want to give something for mm-hmm. the for the Israeli soldiers, and it's so I want to say thanks here and why I come to New York is also to
visit
see
them. Yes,
and
lovely.
See them in their home. And so
that's lovely of you to say. And I want to make sure everybody understands, as Yaakov just said, the FIDF has scholarships, which not only Americans, but Jews all over the world who contribute can make a scholarship possible for, in essence, somebody who served not only the state of Israel, but the Jewish people through the IDF. And Yaakov, the reason he's here, by the way, is that Arthur and Barbara Wernicke are two of my dearest friends, as they are dear friends of Yaakov and they're dear friends of JBS. And they have spoken to me about you in the most glowing, wonderful terms for years and years. They're in my chavura. I'm very lucky to have them. And they made sure that you and I got to sit together. I am very grateful to them. Finish the story, then I want to go out to Fauda. Right. I want to know, how long does it take from the time you start acting school till the time when you feel, oh, you know what? I'm now a legitimate actor and I have a career. I'm making money and I can feel a certain sense of accomplishment. What's the arc there?
Wow. So I'll always say that I'm a late bloomer because everything I'm doing is very hard, and now it's very hard in a relationship, in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like this. I like the hard work because after hard work, something happens. It's like a tree.
Yes.
You need to
plant it. Right?
Yes, and now you see the fruit after 7 years or
yes.
something like this. So we are here in Parashat HaShavua. It's about Yaakov who work in to get Rachel, and so he worked 7 years. So it's similar like me, like my story, because after I finished the school, I just wondering what I'm doing. So I do a little theater, fringe theater, no money, and a short movie with the student from the Kolnoa film school, do a lot of film school movies, short, and but I practice. And then something happened. It's a funny story that I come to a show that's called Bubot, it's Puppies. It's a telenovela, it's 100 episode. And I come for, in the first episode, I just walk in. This was my role. I was like, come in and look. It was Gal Gadot. And look at her. And this is my role. And then after 1 month, they call me back. And they say, we wrote for you 40 episodes. You're getting... Say what? So this was my start. It was lucky, but they knew me.
Yes. By the way, that's a classic story in the world of acting.
Yes.
The actor who has it, it has a presence, and others in the profession, they recognize it. When you've got it, you've got it. And what you're saying is, someone recognized.
Yes.
Although you were only on camera for a moment.
Yes.
All you really did was look.
If you blink, you didn't see me.
But they saw you.
Yes.
Kol hakavod.
Thank you.
That is wonderful.
So, and then after this, I start doing series and movies. And it was like this. And then I do it very intimate and very touching movie called Next to Her. And it was... very fabulous movie, very sad and very, you need to see it. It's called Next to Her, Atli Laila in Hebrew. I don't know, want to tell the story, but after the movie, I was nominated for the Academy.
Mazal Tov.
Like the Oscar, the yes. Israeli Oscar. And something happened. Like you say, people see me. And they start to giving me a big role in several series. And then come Hostages, and then come Metumtemet, and then come another, I don't remember. And then come Fauda.
Mitsuyan. That's a lovely story.
Yeah.
Mazal Tov, that's fabulous. It doesn't happen by accident. And it takes hard work.
Hard
yes.
work. I was in work. My home. I didn't take taxi. I need to take bus. Yes. I don't have a car. Bus from Arad. After this, I go to Dimona, and I work in Dimona. It's a small city. I'm doing theater there. And I need to take a bus to the shooting from Dimona to Tel Aviv. From Dimona to Tel Aviv. And I sleep in a couch and yes. friend's couch. But it's worth this.
All the work paid off.
Yes.
All the work paid
off. And I said, hard work giving fruits.
Mazal Tov. Okay, now I want to talk about how you view Israeli life and Fauda in the context of it. You know, I'm listening to hear you talk about your experience in the IDF and how you felt inside and how it was not simply... You know, okay, you graduated high school. You graduated high school, and before you go to college, you spend 3 years in the IDF. You said you wanted to, in some way, make this meaningful. Did I understand you correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel at the moment? The younger generation in Israel is viewing the years in the IDF. Do you think, in general, young people today in Israel feel that they're doing something important, or in some way? Yaakov, do they resent it?
Okay. First of all, there's a lot of opinions in everything,
of course.
So there's young people, they feel, they want, they practice to come to the army and want to serve. It's come from home, it's coming from friends, it's come from school, it's come from the country, it's come from everywhere. To serve in the Israeli army, it's very important. It's like you feel part of the of Israel country if you serve. It's and there's a lot of mythos. The Israeli soldier is like, I cannot say it, but they are like a god, you know. And there's very respect for the Israeli soldier. So a lot of young people, I say 80% mm-hmm. want to serve.
Mm-hmm. 80%.
I don't know the real number.
But what you mean is it feels like a lot.
A lot of people want to serve, but there is people, and I understand them. Young people, they don't see them in the army. It's very hard. It's not doesn't fit to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe they have a really a weak soul or something, and they don't want to be in this situation. There's another option to serve the public or do something else. Not everybody is fixed to the army. You need to understand it, but there's a lot of people, and a lot of young people want to serve the Israeli and feel patriot. There's a lot of patriotic
there
in Israel.
There is.
Yes, there is.
Do you worry for patriotism in Israel?
Too much patriotism, it's not good.
But are you worried there isn't enough?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're a very complicated country, as you know. There's a lot of conflict. Every way you look,
mm-hmm.
Israel, Palestine, it's Jewish, not Jewish, Haredim, not Haredim, mm-hmm. Chilonim,
yes.
Haredim,
secular, right.
Ashkenazim, Mizrahim, and you can, woman, man, we are. Because of this, because all those conflicts become a very good series, very good movies.
Yes.
Yes, because of these conflicts,
yes.
Our mind is very, you know, and it's make us to be very artist.
Yes, artistic, yes. Do you feel you have any sense, feel for how American Jews view Israel? In other words, I don't know how much experience you've had outside of Barbara and Art of experiencing American Jews. Do you have any feel for American Jewry?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there something you wish American Jews understood about Israeli life which you think would help them much better embrace and understand what Israel is all about? And when I say Israel, I'm talking about the Israeli people, the Israeli experience. Is there something you wish American Jews understood better?
It's a good question. Let me think about it. Because I met a lot of American Jewish people, and they admire Israel, admire the soldier, love Israel, love Jewish community. They love Israel, and they're very open their heart to the soldier of Israel and the citizen for Israel, and they very, very care about Israel. And I think without the Jewish community in America, without them love to Israel, it was very difficult to Israel, to be Israel.
It would be more difficult.
More difficult. Mm-hmm. We need this support. Mm-hmm. That one things. About what you say, mm-hmm. there's a lot of type of Israel and a lot of type of thinking of ideology.
Different attitudes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a different ideology.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want them to know about the Israeli. We are very open-minded and we are very straight.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you think there are times when the American Jew...
And we are not politically correct.
You're not politically correct. It sounds like you think sometimes American Jews oversimplify who the Israeli people are and stereotype them in some way. Assume that all Israelis are this or all Israelis are that. And you're saying...
But it's normal.
Yes, it is.
It's normal.
But it's also very frustrating, I would imagine,
yes,
to an Israeli.
For every people.
Yes.
Yeah, because I see you, I don't know, and I have something in my head.
Very fair. Very fair. There's a large swath of American Jews who are critical of the state of Israel, who feel Israel has not done enough for the Palestinian. They don't like Benjamin Netanyahu. They're upset that the Haredi, the chief rabbinate, has too much power and that there's no Jewish pluralism in the state of Israel. That if they go to the Western Wall, they can't stand with their wife, or a woman can't read the Torah at the Western Wall. And all of these issues create, in a section of the Jewish community, enormous criticism about Israel. Is that fair in your mind?
First of all, we all live there.
Yes.
They are not live there.
Yes.
We are in Israel and they are not in Israel. They are not response of us. We are response of our life and we didn't choose, but we are living there. Our home, our family is there. So in the everyday life, we don't think about the American and what they are thinking. We live our life mm-hmm. in Israel. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of movement and every day something happened in Israel. Every second something happened in Israel. And there's a lot of
different opinions.
They have different opinions in Israel and outside Israel. And It's a fauda. It's a chaos.
It's wonderful. Okay. So I want to tell you my reaction to fauda.
All right.
You heard me say in the open, one of the things that fauda does, which I believe they do, the series does extraordinarily well, is Palestinians become people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not...
They are people. You know?
Yes, but yes. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
For the first, in some way, Fauda is the only time we get to see, Americans get to see, forget American Jews, Americans get to see into Palestinian life. And in the first episode, the very first episode, again, where you're wounded, there's a wedding.
Mm.
There's a bride and a groom. Lovely young people.
Mm-hmm.
We fall in love with them. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. And we go into this wedding, and although it's not a Jewish wedding, there's a feel to it that's so loving and so family. And there's the mother, and there's the grandmother, and then there. And all they want is that this young couple start their life happy and have a good life. And then we see the celebration, we see the dancing, we see the music. Now, at the same time, there's a subplot where the unit is looking for the panther,
yeah.
And he's the brother of the groom, And it turns out they've just learned, they thought he was dead, but lo and behold, it turns out he's not dead. They think he may come to the wedding, and therefore the unit sends in members of their unit, including Lior Raz, who plays Daron, who is pretending to be a waiter, and ultimately chaos ensues. Mm-hmm. Tragically, the groom is killed. And this sets up much of what happens in the entire first episode. Mm-hmm. But I'm not talking about the action. I'm talking about the people. I'm saying that one of the things you come away with is an appreciation in a different way than Americans normally think of the other, whether it's an Arab, whether it's a Muslim, whether it's a Palestinian. That is, in my view, Yaakov, eye-opening. To what extent do you feel I'm being fair in my description? To what extent do you feel I'm being overly romantic? Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. You are, first of all, when you see a series, you see it behind your eyes. And what you see, I cannot not agree with you, because it's
my
from
way,
your
yes.
eyes.
Everybody has their own experience.
And I say you are correct, because what happened this series to be such a success, as to see the both of sides, to see the both people, to see the both problem. And this is the magic of the Syria. And I told you before, there is no good and bad. There is a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. I find that so interesting, because
I've been there. I've been there in the army, and I know it's difficult. It's difficult.
What does that mean, you've been there?
I've been in these places. I see the. We are doing our job. But there is another side.
What's the other side?
The Palestinian side.
What's the Palestinian side? I don't understand.
I think mostly they want to live them life. To bring food to home, to live in honest.
Let me ask you something. And you'll tell me the truth. Have you ever called a Palestinian a dog?
Probably as same I will call an Israeli.
Okay. Do you think, as you were growing up, the kids who you grew up with, the kids who then become, as you say, they grow up in the IDF, when they're in the IDF, are they calling Palestinians, do they think of Palestinians as dogs?
No.
Do Palestinians think of Israelis as dogs?
No.
Well, then the series lied.
Why?
Because in the series, that's what Palestinians are saying. That's the lines they were given to say all the time. The mother says it. The I don't know if he's an uncle, whoever is the...
I understand where you are working. Okay. I understand.
And there is a theme that Fauda, I believe, is very honest about. And I said this before, they're all real people. But there's a side that hates in a way that the other side does not hate. What you have a sense of in Fauda is the unit is doing what it has to do. Not what it wants to do. It doesn't want to hurt somebody because they feel the other person is taking something from them. And the series then is very honest, it seems to me, to portray how the Palestinians feel about the Israelis. And the way the Palestinians feel in Fauda is, you took my land and I want it back. And nothing you do will ever make me want to give you any piece of my land. That's what Fauda's message is. That the human tragedy is that good people, because we like them, again, you fall in, the nurse who ultimately becomes a major character with Daron, you love her. And by the way, at one point, she meets a child. She's leaving an apartment. She meets a child. The child comes and says to her, because the way the nurse is, the doctor, it's a doctor, I shouldn't say nurse, the doctor is portrayed. She is a very sophisticated Palestinian who doesn't want the war, doesn't want the fighting. And she meets a child in a stairwell. And she says something to the child, what did you learn in school today? And the child sings a song for her.
Yeah, I remember.
How to Kill Israelis.
Yeah.
That's what she learned in school. And you see on the doctor's face disappointment. In contrast, you see the unit and the head of the unit, I'm not sure exactly what their titles are. And by the way, it's clear that the Israelis use the things they have to entice cooperation from the Palestinians. But ultimately, at one point, a child is very badly wounded in the eye. And the head of the entire operation, he's the head of the, he's on top of the commander. He says to the mother, let me bring this child to be treated in an Israeli hospital. This is, by the way, the wife of the man they're trying to find and kill, the panther. And ultimately he says to her, I will protect you. I'll get you out of, you'll be taken to France or whatever you're going to be taken, and you'll be safe. You've got one side teaching children to sing songs about how to kill Jews. You've got another side, which although they do sometimes have to do violent things at the same time, they're bringing children to Israeli hospitals to try to save them. For you to say to me that there's no distinction in Fauda, I say to myself, I don't know what series you're looking at. There is a very big distinction, even though, I'll say it again, we are shown Palestinians as human beings who have families, who want to live a life with their family, but they hate. They're driven by hate. And whatever drives Israelis, and I'm sure there are some Israelis who hate, most Israelis are not driven by hate. That to me is a major difference that we see, and I give Fauda credit for having the courage to show it, and you can now tell me how I'm wrong.
It's a long conversation.
I know, and it's hard on you because it's not big reading.
Yes, and it's a lot of conversation because there's a lot of...
layers?
Yes.
Help me understand some of the layers. Mm.
You need to understand why.
Why what?
Why the hate come? Why we are protecting ourselves? Why they are there? Why the children sing song like this? He hate Jewish. He hate Israel. They not hate Jewish. They hate. They hate Israel.
Yes, although they call them Jews, they don't say
yes.
They don't say the Israeli
yes.
pigs. They
yes.
say the Jewish pigs.
So you need to understand from where it's coming. Answer yourself these questions and you understand. I don't want to get into this because it's a big thing that I cannot tell it in English or in a few words. But I understand what you say about that showing this side like this. Yes, this is the reality. Mm-hmm. Yes, children sing like things that, yes, there is Israeli, there are hate Arabic, and there is Arabic hate Israeli. But there is another side that want peace, want love, want Israeli and Palestine will become something. And there is a Hamas that don't want Israel. Mm-hmm. And there is another movement that want.
Who are the actors who are playing the Palestinians in Fauda?
They're Israeli actors.
They're Israelis playing Palestinians.
They are Arabic, Israeli, Arabic actors. Are they are no Palestinian. Arab Israelis.
They're Arab different. Israelis. Okay. Yes. There are Arab Israeli actors playing the parts of the Palestinians.
Yes.
Because the cast is magnificent, don't you think? Everybody is just superb. And, you know, we're watching, and I'm saying to myself, did they hire, you know? But you're telling me they did hire Arab Israelis for those parts.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a fun company to work with? Did you have fun, or was it just work,
yes,
work, work?
We have fun. Mm-hmm. We enjoy together.
Mm-hmm. And again, I understand you can't tell me things about what you did when you were in the IDF, but you can tell me the extent to which you feel the way the unit is portrayed in the series. Is it 50% real? Is it 80% real? Is it 20% real? Because all of theater has both the real and the imagined. So what percentage of what we see the unit doing do you think is real?
60%. Mm-hmm. Something like this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's happened.
This series is a product of so many pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It begins with a concept.
Yes.
Okay, Lior and Avi have a concept.
Yes.
Then they have a script.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have writers. They don't write alone. You have a series of writers.
Yeah.
That's the creative process. Then they hire actors.
Yes.
Your job is to make it real.
Mm-hmm.
But before you can make it real, there's got to be a reality
yeah.
that is gripping. And sometimes as an actor, it excites you to be in that kind of setting. And sometimes, by the way, you'll be offered a role. It will not interest you at all, but it pays the bills, and you'll take it.
Yes.
That's what it means to be an actor. This
yeah,
is a job.
Yeah. So, yes, we are waiting to shoot. We are exciting to shoot. For me, it was like it was a closure of things.
Interesting. Was it easy or hard to work with Lior?
With Lior. It was easy because he was my friend. He is my friend. He is my friend.
That's lovely.
He is my friend. And he wanted to happen. He wanted it to happen.
He wanted it to happen.
He wanted to be a success. He wanted the playing, the actors with success. So he pushed, and he was... Yes.
What's next for you?
As an actor?
Yes. Is there something you're excited about next or not yet?
We are shooting for the season 3.
Season 3?
Yes.
And when I say to you, what's next? Not only what's next in terms of an actor. In terms of where you are in life, what do you hope for now? Yaakov.
I hope to write my own script about my own life and my own family. I like to try something more deeper for an actor. I think I am in a level that I can go into something more how do you say?
Subtle, complicated.
Yes, complicated.
Yes.
And I want to maybe play here in...
That would be wonderful.
In the U.S.
That would be
Hollywood. I don't know.
Yotze Menachal, you are a special human being.
Thank you.
You're a great actor. Good for you. To be a special human being, that's even better.
Thank you.
It has been wonderful meeting you. And I understand, by the way, you're here. English is not your first language. It's not easy for you. You were so patient with me. I am so grateful.
Thank you.
I hope there are other times. I hope I see you off camera, and maybe there are other times when I get to talk to you on camera. I wish you kol tuv v'hatzlacha.
Toda rabba.
Personally and professionally.
Thank you
very Everything
much.
You want in life, I hope. All your dreams should come true. You're a very special person, and I thank Barbara and Art for bringing you to me. I hope we see each other very often. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much.
The thoughts of Yaakov Zada Daniel, one of the stars of the superb hit Israeli series Fauda, available on Netflix. If you haven't seen it yet, do yourself a favor, watch it as soon as possible. As always, I invite you to be in touch with me with any thoughts or comments you may have to any of the ideas expressed by Yaakov on this edition of L'Chaim. Please email me, write me, post it on our Facebook page, tweet me. I look forward to hearing from many of you. Special thanks to the dearest of friends, Barbara and Art Wernicke, for helping to make this edition of L'Chaim with Yaakov Daniel possible. Until the next time, I'm Mark Golub. L'Chaim, my friends, to life.
Of Jewish Education in Media.
We would be pleased to send a complimentary DVD of this program to anyone who wishes to support JBS with a tax-deductible gift of $36, double chai or more. Simply visit the JBS website at jbstv.org and click on the Donate button to make a donation by PayPal or your credit card. And please, indicate the program for which you would like a DVD. Or you can send your tax-deductible check to JBS, P.O. Box 180, Riverdale Station, Bronx, New York, 10471. And again, please remember to indicate which program you would like to receive with our compliments. And we thank you for your kind support.